one and they see him as the most vulnerable one, so they grab him. And I don't know if you saw the video of him getting beaten up by the soldiers. He was beating up very, very brutally. He's traumatized. He comes from America. His cousin is kidnapped and murdered. And in addition to that, he gets beaten up because his cousin was kidnapped and murdered. We are getting bombed, you know, we have sand grenades and gas grenades every day on our house being thrown at us just because our cousin was kidnapped and murdered, and we're the ones who are getting punished for that.
I had seen something on the social media that the mourning tent had been tear gassed, where the people were mourning Mohammed's death. Was that accurate?
Yes, yesterday. Yesterday, I was there. I even have a video of it. I published it online. So it's where Mohammed's house, you know, at the tent, it's a mourning where people are mourning, you know, with a tent. The tent was for the men, and then next to it is the house. The house is for the women, you know, like right next to it, 5 feet away from it. So the soldiers came, they seized the house. And the tent. They started, and then us, the women, we were still there. We were still in the house. They started throwing the gas and the sand grenades all over the house, and one girl was a little bit injured, and then we were, like, suffocating from the gas, and we couldn't go home until it was, like, 3 a.m., until they withdrew. They just withdrew. I don't know why. I think they went to have a break, like, They were tired of throwing all these grenades. They even had women with them, women soldiers.
And this is the house of Mohammed Abu Khadir, who was killed just last Wednesday, and the Israeli soldiers came and attacked the house yesterday.
Yes. The Israeli soldiers have been here since Mohammed was kidnapped and killed. Because we, you know, you call the police. Normally, in these cases, you call the police because you want their help, right? You know, the police come, and then behind them there are all the forces. So they come, the forces come, and they seize the village. Just because they know that we're angry, because we know that we're going to make riots, and because they know that we're not going to be quiet about it. I mean, they're always standing there. They've been here since Wednesday. And today and yesterday, there's been more. They're just standing there 24/7, next to the house exactly, and a bunch of them. This very tragic event of Mohammed Abu Khadir, I'm telling you, it will change my life forever. We will never get over it. Even we carry on, but we'll never get over it. And it will change our life forever. It will change just to his mom. It's just life changing. Then, so. The sirens are on now.
The sirens?
2 o'clock. Yeah.
With the sirens going off in Jerusalem, we will leave it there. We've been speaking with Thawra Abu Khadir. She's the 20-year-old cousin of Mohammed Abu Khadir, who was set on fire and burned to death last week by a group of right-wing Israelis in Jerusalem. Thawra is a student at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I'm Jenka Soderberg for KBOO News.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 in Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
KBOO Community Radio and the Clinton Street Theater are proud to co-sponsor The Bloom, a journey through transformational festivals. Showing Thursday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater.
Amidst the global crisis of a dysfunctional old paradigm, a new renaissance of human culture is underway. The Bloom illuminates the blossoming phenomenon of transformational festivals, immersive participatory realities that are having profound, life-changing effects on hundreds of thousands of lives.
That's The Bloom, Thursday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. For more information, go to the KBOO website.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess, and she, and you're tuning in to KBOO Portland. Holla at your girl.
Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be focusing on Wild Planet Radio, one of the new low-power FM radio stations here in the Portland metro area. We have Bobby and Thomas back in the KBOO studios with me this evening, and we'll be talking with them in just a few moments to hear all about what they've been up to and how you can get involved. We're also going to be talking about the Q Center, which is Portland's community center for the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning community. The Q Center is celebrating their 10-year birthday this Friday with a celebration at the Q Center. We're going to be playing some music from some of the artists that are performing at the celebration on Friday at the Q Center. We're also going to be sharing some music from the upcoming Mississippi Street Fair, which is happening here in Portland this weekend as well. So stay tuned to hear about Wild Planet, to get some updates from the Q Center, and to enjoy some music happening here in Portland this coming weekend. Now, before we get to the show this evening, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. If you connect on Facebook or Twitter, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. We love to hear from our listeners. We welcome your feedback, and perhaps you have an idea or a resource that you'd like included in an upcoming Out Loud radio show. Again, our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. My name is Carla. I'm a volunteer here at KBOO. I also want to let you know that Boston is our engineer behind the scenes, and a big thank you to Boston and all the other volunteers that help make radio happen here at KBOO. Stay tuned for the Out Loud show. We'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to take a short musical break and hear a song from Sneakin' Out. Sneakin' Out performs here in Portland all over town. They also tour every once in a while. They are available for your next gig, wedding, or whatever wedding you might have. You can find them online. They are some great local musicians. They're going to be performing at the Q Center Friday night as part of the 10-year celebration. This is Sneakin' Out, and the song is titled We Will Rock You. Turn it up.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. The song we just heard was from Sneakin' Out, We Will Rock You. Sneakin' Out is performing this Friday evening at the Q Center as part of the 10-year birthday celebration that the Q Center is hosting and celebrating a decade of the Q Center. We're going to be talking a lot about this event and more about the Q Center later in the show, so stay tuned for that. I would like to welcome our guests to the studio. We have Bobby and Thomas from Wild Planet Radio here in the studio with me. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great to be here. It's always a blast.
That's Thomas and I'm Bobby. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hello. Welcome back. Now, for folks that aren't familiar with Wild Planet, let's go back maybe a year ago or so and give folks a little bit of background and what is Wild Planet Radio?
Wild Planet Radio is the next generation in radio. It has been alive and well for over 10 years as audio production. We have been streaming online for the past 2 years and found that there was the unique opportunity to move forward and get one of the FM signals on the radio dial. So we went forward with the learning and the filling out of the application, which we were awarded. So we will be KPQR on 99.1, launching hopefully in September. Low power FM is a new generation in radio. It comes at a little bit of a lower signal, really focused on concentrated populations to really give that honest community feel and community connection. So we have been working very hard. We are fiscally sponsored by Q Center. So we have been working with community groups and with young music makers and anyone we can find to figure out a way to spread the word about their greatness through radio.
Wonderful. And so for folks that aren't familiar, when we talk about low power FM, and you had just mentioned a weaker signal, maybe let's talk about that a little bit more.
So a full powered FM station, it has a wider range as far as where it can cover. And in order to not conflict with that, the births of these new stations just have a little bit more of a concentrated range. So we were lucky to scout out the perfect site. So most of Portland Metro will be covered, but of course, all of our information and content can be found online worldwide at wildplanetradio.com.
Yeah, with the corporate stations, I guess you're looking at tens of thousands of watts. I think KBOO's got tens of thousands of watts, though.
It's true.
It's not corporate. That's pretty cool.
Right.
But we're low power FM. We're looking at about 100 watts, which would cover, I guess, anywhere from 7 to 10 mile radius from where our transmitter will be located.
Okay. Yeah. And when we talk about the watts, now we're moving into the science and the physics of radio. And for folks that are really interested, they can find out more on your website.
Yeah, we do have information.
Right. And there. So the Portland community is growing by 3 low power FM stations now and in the very near future. So a lot of folks already know about X-Ray FM as well as the Portland Radio Project. Those are the other 2. And then Wild Planet Radio is the 3rd low power FM based here in Portland. But I know that there are new low power stations all around Oregon, all around the U.S. So I'd like to encourage listeners, if you're not already familiar with the world of low power FM, please check it out and see what's going on in your community. And when it comes down to Wild Planet Radio, are you guys looking for volunteers or how are folks getting involved?
You know, we are always, we're meeting people and we are brainstorming with them on whatever avenue. So of course we love volunteers, we love talent, we love unique stories, we love to learn about the new people that are doing great out in the world. We love to make you feel great. So come to our studio, send us an email, volunteer. Right now we're actually kickstarting. We've gotten to that point where we've gotten our radio station so safe and so secure in so many hands that it's ready for a larger audience. So we need to take those next steps and rent a tower space, buy a transmitter, really to be able to pump out that signal. So we are collecting funds through our Kickstarter or honestly anytime directly through our website. You can click the donate now button through wildplanetradio.com. But yeah, we value everyone and everything. So from your music, from your life stories, from your experiences, from your ideas of what you're doing out in the world to be good, or just to share yourself with someone, or come in and document your life history.
I mean, come show up at an event or come hang out and learn how to do news, maybe. Yeah, we're working
volunteers,
on the news
stuff. We've had volunteers work on every project with us. I mean, we're developing programs as we're growing, so it's great. Everyone that kind of comes in, it helps us go into a new direction. So I encourage everyone to come check out the radio. We'll be talking to you a little bit about some future events we have coming up here real soon, so you can not only experience Q Center but also see what we do at Wild Planet. I sent out a Facebook message to most of my fans and friends encouraging them to not forget that Saturday is going to be an amazing day to see what Wild Planet has collected along its way and give you our first fair stage performance. So we're excited.
Yeah, can we talk about some of the music?
Yeah,
that
I was
we
like, maybe let's
up?
Go ahead and talk about that right now. What's happening on Saturday?
We have got who have we got? We've got the Sex Spots for a performance at the Street Fair on the Q Center, Wild Planet Radio stage.
So first of all, that's on Saturday. It will be the annual Mississippi Street Fair.
13th annual. Yeah.
It is the 13th annual Street Fair. For those of you that have never experienced the Street Fair, it's a little different than some of the other neighborhood fairs. It definitely has a huge presence. There's an amazing amount of people. There's all sorts of activity that goes on. We're going to be getting into some of the really signature things that we found that are going to be happening this year. Of course, also, we're going to be running a stage for this community. So get ready. We have gotten, a wide variety of entertainers. We've got great, delicious refreshments through Q Center from Sidecar, drinks and food. There's going to be tons of giveaways. Wild Planet is still raising money for this Kickstarter. So we have 2 round trip tickets anywhere that Delta flies for a small entry fee for chances to win those. And we have tons of other things to support and shower upon you for visiting with us.
How exciting. And listeners, please do stay tuned during the show this hour. We are going to be featuring some of the music that Wild Planet has helped line up for the Mississippi Street Fair and talking in more details about that. I know you can find out a lot of information about the Mississippi Street Fair on the website.
MississippiAv.com.
Okay.
Ah, look at you. You went to the meeting today.
I did go to the meeting. And I've been working really well with these people. And I'm so happy because we've been over there housed at Q Center and frequenting these businesses. And everyone we meet is so amazing. But to watch them come together and instantly support us and showcase us and be there for us, I can't wait to be a part of this great event.
It's exciting. For folks that don't know, the Q Center is located on North Mississippi Avenue. So just to make that connection for you. And
very accessible by TriMet. The number 4 drops off right in front of Q Center. Also, the yellow line's like a few blocks away.
Right. The buses will be on special routes on Saturday, just saying. But the street fair runs it's on North Mississippi, starting at Fremont and going north.
To Skidmore.
So,
and from what we heard in the meeting today is they're going to be releasing some sort of print schedules for people that might be confused on how easy it is to get there. Yeah. Because although there is detour routes, right, they really are strongly connected after 13 years, realizing how people will be able to get in and out of the event. Yeah. So it should be painless.
Yeah, there's lots of public transportation, and I know there's an assortment of music. And again, we're going to be highlighting some of those musicians during the show this evening. How about let's take a short musical break, and we're going to go back. We'll be back to talk about the Q Center celebration when we come back from this music break. We're going to, or how about, Bobby, tell us about this Atoll song that we're about to listen to.
So I don't have the title of the track, sorry, but they're going to be playing on Friday as part of Q Center's 10-year celebration.
Okay.
And they also were part of a comp CD, right?
They are on the Comp 175 CD, which I believe probably gets played here on Out Loud from time to time.
So I believe you're right. And so we're going to go with the second track. And I want to say thank you to Bobby and Thomas for bringing in a mix CD. They're basically our DJs for the show this evening. Ooh. So we're going to be going to a CD and the song from Atoll. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. The song that we just heard was from a group, Atoll, and the song was titled Tanya. They are going to be performing as part of the 10-year birthday celebration this Friday evening from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Q Center. The Q Center is celebrating a decade of service and their awesomeness that they've been doing so many different things over the last 10 years. So we are going to be talking about this event Friday evening. And as a reminder, here in studio, I have Bobbis and Tommy with me from Thomas and Bobby, excuse me, from Wild Planet Radio. Wild Planet is based at the Q Center, and they have been very much part of the Q Center community for over a year now. So what are some of the other, I guess, Thomas, tell us, what are some of the other musicians that are going to be performing on Friday evening?
So there's actually going to be also a variety of performances. So it is Q Center's 10-year birthday party. Mm-hmm. The doors do open at 5 p.m. to 10. You can get tickets online right now at www.pdxqcenter.org. Or I believe that they're still going to be selling tickets up until noon, or you can also get those at the door. This is everyone welcome event, so no one will be turned away for lack of funds, but they are asking $10, all ages. They've got, it's going to be hosted by comedian Belinda Carroll and also drag Carla Rossi. Sneaking Out, Atoll, huge performances, I'm sure, by the Caravan of Glam, which any of you that enjoyed them at Pride probably are waiting in line to see their next performance. Sunday Last, and then also Vectroid. So I know that I've been to a lot of the Q Center's different performances and their different parties, and I've never been let down. They always really do hand select some really great community members. So I'm sure with the speaking and all of the performances, it's going to be something to remember. So come celebrate with us for sure. 415 North Mississippi Avenue this Friday, 5 p.m. Be there. Wild Planet will be there. Carla will hopefully be there. We'll all be there.
I'll be there, as well as Carla Rossi is the one who will be one of the MCs. Carla Rossi and the Caravan of Glam have been on KBOO here on Out Loud in the past, as well as Belinda Carroll, as well as Sneaking Out. So we have been a long time lover of the Q Center and all the awesomeness that happens over there. They've got so many different programs. We are not going to have time to talk about them all tonight, but I do want to encourage folks to check out their website, pdxqcenter.org. They have a calendar. They have all sorts of support groups, educational opportunities. They're an art gallery space. They got a lot going on. I think of them as Portland's queer community center. That's my interpretation. There are some allied groups that rent out the space as well, including the Neighborhood Association that is represented over there on North Mississippi Avenue. So what else do you have? I see, Thomas, you've got some information there.
I came prepared, you know, because it's so great to be a part of the Q Center and to be able to kind of invite people into learning about the Q Center and all of their success. So I brought just a little bit of history for some of you out there that haven't had the chance to come by Q Center. I would strongly encourage you checking out their website, looking to see all of the great programs that they support. It was amazing for me, being with Wild Planet, to watch the variety of people that come through there in just one day. It's so great. So Q Center was established in 2005. It was created by the very people that it's designed to serve: lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer individuals who sought to enhance the Portland metropolitan area by creating a community center serving the social safety and resource needs of the LGBTQ community. It was initially located in the Central East Side Waterfront District. Q Center moved to North Portland's Historic District in 2009. Each month, Q Center gets about 1,500 individuals ranging from ages 3 to 87. Today, Q Center is where the totality of life's experiences can be shared, learned, taught, and examined. It's a place where everyone is welcome to create and explore ideas and sense of self while strengthening their ever-changing and evolving LGBTQ community. So it's amazing to watch the variety of support that the Q Center offers. I mean, they are our fiscal sponsor from Wild Planet Radio, so they've been great at advising and guiding us, you know, through the growth of this radio station. They deal with all sorts of affinity groups. I mean, anywhere from drug and alcohol rehabilitation to people that are going through any type of transitions, people that have the gay babies come in, the rainbow babies are so great. So it's just an amazing collection of art and resources and support and groups and just a collection of our communities. So I'm looking forward to their 10-year celebration on Friday, and I hope that everyone out there comes to join us.
Wonderful. And I like that the celebration on Friday is an all ages event, and that the Q Center has all sorts of family. You mentioned the gay babies. They've got
rainbow babies. They're my favorite. I love it when they bring those babies in.
There's I know they've got the elders group. They've got some different sobriety and AA meetings. I mean, I love how the Q Center really does represent the diversity of our community. And for folks that want to see something going on and that's not happening, that the Q Center also has a process that you can have a group meeting there, or you can put on an event. So if you're part of the community that you don't see represented at the Q Center, you're welcome to get involved and represent.
And also, if you're needing a meeting place or you have, you know, any creative ideas, they do rent out their facility in all sorts of ways, from rooms to the event hall to the library to the art gallery. So it's worth your time being a part of this community to go and support the Q Center and take advantage of this beautiful space that they've created for us.
Wonderful. Again, it's on North Mississippi, the website pdxqcenter.com. I know they've got a huge volunteer pool that helps make all the Q Center stuff happen, as well as a handful of key staff. But I do want to be acknowledging and thankful for all the volunteers that have helped make the Q Center be so successful, and even all the people that were involved way back 10 years ago. I don't want to name any names for fear that I might forget somebody, but a huge thank you to all the people that were involved 10 years ago that helped make the Q Center come together. And hopefully we'll see a lot of those faces and maybe some of your faces at the celebration this Friday from 5 to 10 p.m. Now, one of the staff that's at the Q Center that we do want to give some love to is Logan Lynn, who is a musician. And some of you know that Logan Lynn in their other life is kind of a rock star. But here in Portland, Logan is one of the staff over at the Q Center who keeps things going very publicly, as well as lots of work behind the scene. Logan did just put out a CD recently, and we're going to play a song of theirs. I guess, do you guys happen to know Logan Lynn's website by any chance?
I'm thinking it's loganlynn.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
No E, just N-N.
And I bet if you Googled Logan Lynn, you could definitely find out tons of fun things.
Your favorite search engine. I know Logan Lynn's got some videos online and all sorts of stuff.
Facebook. Yep. Logan Lynn is on Facebook.
Right on. So we're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back to talk more with Bobby and Thomas from Wild Planet Radio. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in this evening. This song from Logan Lynn is titled We Can't Stop. That song was from Logan Lynn. That was the instrumental of We Can't Stop. I did mention that Logan Lynn is a rock star in some parts of the world, and you wouldn't know that really wasn't a hard rockin' song, but he does have quite a variety of music. Again, Logan Lynn, via your favorite search engine, there's a lot more music where that came from, and he is involved here in the Portland community as a staff person over at the Portland Q Center, which we've been talking about their 10-year anniversary party this Friday evening. Now, Logan Lynn is not going to be performing at the celebration on Friday night. We just wanted to share a little love
for all his hard work involved in not only the 10-year anniversary, but all events the Q Center puts on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so we'll be featuring more music from Logan Lynn in the future here on Out Loud. So we do have in the studio with us Thomas and Bobby from Wild Planet Radio. If you're not familiar with Wild Planet Radio, they are one of three new low-power FM stations here in the Portland community. The call letters for Wild Planet are KPQR, and they will be broadcasting on air, aiming for September. They're not broadcasting on the air yet, but their number on the radio dial will be 99.1 FM. You can also find the X-Ray FM folks online. You could, your favorite search engine, you can look for X-Ray FM. Their call letters are X-R-A-Y.
K-X-R-Y, yeah.
Excuse me, K-X-R-Y. They are going to be broadcasting at 91.1 FM. And the Portland Radio Project is the third low power FM station. And your favorite search engine will help give you more information about the Portland Radio Project. Now, again, those are the three low power FM stations here in the Portland metro area. There are many, many more new low power FM stations all over the United States and certainly in other parts of Oregon. These three stations we've been talking about are going to be having a lot of music. The different low-power FM stations can also be college stations or different communities. Some of them are religious organizations. There's a wide diversity of communities that are engaging in the low-power FM community. But one thing that's exciting about Wild Planet, and again, we have here in studio the two creative masterminds behind Wild Planet Radio. Wild Planet is one of the only all queer radio stations in the whole entire country. And that's why we're talking about it here on Out Loud. This has been one of the only locally produced queer shows in the Portland market for many, many, many years. And there will be hopefully more and more and more queer voices on the radio. And especially when Wild Planet is broadcasting on the air, all you're going to hear from Wild Planet is what I like to think of as a lot of the rainbow will be broadcasting to you.
Hear the rainbow.
How exciting.
You can listen to the rainbow on Wild Planet.
You just
Planet.
Made all of us smile. So that's amazing. Yes, it'll be the rainbow over the air. That's
listen
perfect.
To the rainbow. So I know that Wild Planet, you guys have been very involved over at the Q Center, and you have been podcasting now for a couple years. Mm-hmm. So again, folks, you do not have to wait for them to be broadcasting on the air. You can find their podcasts, wildplanetradio.com. Now, they have been, Bobby and Thomas, very involved here in the community. And one of the things they've been working on is partnering with the Mississippi Street Fair. And so that's why we've been talking about the street fair earlier in the show. And Thomas, I see you've got some more details over there. Tell us what else is going to be happening as part of the street fair coming up this weekend.
Well, let's see. It's the 13th annual Mississippi Street Fair, Saturday, July 12th. There's going to be 200 plus local vendors, crafts, six stages, including the Wild Planet stage this year, over 40 bands, Grandfather's Ribboff competition. I got a little information on Grandfather. He was one of the original founders and promoters of community, and also there at over for the Mississippi Festival. So get you some of those ribboffs. And there's going to be a dunk tank for raising funds. It looks like the proceeds go to the Boise Elliott School, Self Enhancement Inc., and the Boise Business Youth Unity Project. So doing goodwill, good deeds. There's going to be food carts, restaurants, shops, beer and wine gardens, and so much more. So it's free admission, family friendly. The event goes from 10 to 9. We're planning on kicking off our stage around 11. Please stop by, visit all the fun things we're doing there at Q Center, also the great offerings that we have from Wild Planet,
And when we were in the meeting today, they were making it known that they're looking for volunteers for the dunk tank. So, Carla, if you would be willing.
Yes, Carla. We told them we would ask you. Tank. Celebrity dunk tanking. It's for goodwill and good cause.
You are funny people.
Also, anyone that would like to volunteer, you can go to their website directly, mississippiav.com. Any of the extra details you want to get, I'm sure they have a full list of all their vendors. I did get a couple of people to send me in a last-minute email telling me what they're going to be doing as far as the fun for the day besides the Wild Planet stage. Brian from the famous Brian's Bowl at Por Que No is going to have his 10th annual margarita bar on the street. That should be something fun. Gypsy Chic is doing an extended sale through July 14th. Check out her website. You can check out and see all the great things. Let's see. Our friend Will West and the friendly Strangers will be performing at 1 p.m. At Bar Patio stage.
Nice.
And then our great friend over at Radar is going to have, let's see, I have it right here.
All kinds of special
stuff. Lily, she is having special. She's having food and drink items, adult Slurpee machine with pineapple daiquiris and watermelon jalapeno margaritas, fried chicken and wild boar sloppy joes. She's got outdoor patio seats and they will be playing the third place match for the World Cup on their TV. So watch some sports, see some music, come join the Wild Planet. I can't imagine that
Why would you want to be anywhere else? I'm saying.
You can paint on the art car.
Like I said, when I sent out my Facebook message to all my friends, I said, you know, the first thing you do on Tuesday is clear your Saturday and pick out your outfit because it's going to be the place to be for summer community celebration. So
that's it. I know there's tons of family events. Again, we are shamelessly talking about the Mississippi Street Fair this coming Saturday. One of my favorite things about the Portland community is how now that we're in the season of warm weather, there's neighborhood festivals and arts events and music events. And tonight, that you know, the concerts in the park started this week. And so there's so many fun family things to do and bring your friends. The movies on the bricks downtown, the rooftop cinema shows coming up soon. So the whole Mississippi Street Fair, I know there have been other neighborhood festivals that have already been happening, but one thing I love about the Mississippi Street Fair is the arts that are there, you know, the crafts and the vendors and a lot of people from foreign countries selling their food and selling their stuff. And the bouncy house for people that have children. I don't think they let the grown-ups go in the bouncy house anymore, but they do have the bouncy house for people that have children.
Well, we'll have to think of an adult Wild Planet bouncy house maybe for next year.
Just don't go in after you're having the watermelon Slurpees.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Buffalo Sloppy Joes.
This is Mississippi Avenue between Fremont and Skidmore, and it's all free, unless, of course, you need to purchase some of the food or other items. But the music is free. I know there's multiple. We've been talking about the music that'll be on the Wild Planet stage. But there are multiple music stages that are happening.
Six stages to be exact.
Can we talk some more about some of the music on the Wild Planet stage? We're really excited to have the Portland Peace Choir as part of the lineup on
Saturday. We are so excited to have invited our very special guests from the Portland Peace Choir. And we were lucky enough to watch them audition. We got to come and be invited to a couple of their rehearsals. They invited us to the most amazing community potluck I've ever been to, and they are ready to bring it. So I can't wait for...
And they sing about peace.
They do. They sing about peace.
Do we know what time they're playing?
They're playing at 2:30. We'll have all the list and every schedule available at wildplanetradio.com.
Okay.
And Jeremiah Clark will be playing. I believe he is the main act. He'll be wrapping up the stage for that day. And I think we've got music from him.
Yeah, how about let's go to the Jeremiah Clark song. So again, Jeremiah Clark is performing on the Wild Planet stage.
He was also at Pride. He's been all over just touring amazing. We've done interviews with him.
Memphis.
You can look through Wild Planet's archives and find great information about Jeremiah Clark.
He'll be playing at 7:30 on Saturday.
I was going to say, tell us when. 7:30 on Saturday at the Mississippi Street Fair on the Wild Planet stage. This is Jeremiah Clark, and the song is titled Understood.
I will be who I am. I will be proud of that. I will make the most of every moment. There's no reason I should feel defeated just because the way that I'm treated. I will lift up my head. I will look to the sky. I will do what I need to live out my life. There's no benefit for not attempting. And I will never go back to pretending. And I don't need to be understood.
will be his man. I will stand by him. We will do these things despite judgment.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and that song we were just listening to was from Jeremiah Clark. It was titled Understood. Jeremiah Clark is going to be performing this Saturday, 7:30 at the Wild Planet Radio stage, part of the Mississippi Street Fair, which is all day this coming Saturday over on North Mississippi Avenue right here in Portland. Now, we've been talking a lot about the Mississippi Street Fair because the Wild Planet Radio guys, we have Bobby and Thomas here in the studio with me. They've been very involved with planning the street fair, and they have the Wild Planet stage happening as part of the festival. We've been featuring quite a bit of music this evening, and I want to say thank you to Bobby and Thomas for bringing us the music this evening. They're playing DJ with me here at the KBOO Studios this evening. Now, the rest of the show, we're going to be focusing on Wild Planet, and so Bobby, tell us a little bit about some of the shows that are already podcasting on wildplanetradio.com.
Well, I just want to talk about a couple of shows right now that are really active. Steve Sims joined us recently. He came down from Seattle, and I believe he also actually spent some time in New York hosting an LGBT music show. It's exclusively LGBT music for an hour. He is broadcasting his show on Wild Planet Radio on Sundays at 11 a.m. You can also download it as a podcast on wildplanetradio.com. We've got Baby, who comes into the studio once a week, and she hosts a new show called Electric, and it's an EDM show, electronic dance music. You can also download that as a podcast online. We broadcast daily news updates, 3-minute LGBTQ news updates every day, and we feature 3 stories within that. So, yeah, and a lot of music. We're streaming a lot of music online. You can check out a lot of queer music, a lot of dance, pop, indie. We run the gamut.
And we're constantly, this is Thomas, we're constantly working on developing, you know, the more offerings of the live presence for the shows as we're getting ready to take over, mm-hmm. you know, the FM signal. So we're working with different community groups. We're really focusing on giving that strong podcast presence regardless of which direction they go with our FM, and then also getting our FM people ready. So tune into the live stream. Anytime online, you're going to be getting a new variety of samples of what we're going to be able to offer all the time. Check out under our podcast, our community interviews. They're all banked under what we like to call our community jukebox, so you can go in and see anything that we've done. Also, we update everything through Facebook, Wild Planet Radio, and then of course you can be active and check our website at wildplanetradio.com.
Yeah, Facebook is Wild Planet Radio, and we're on Twitter at Wild Planet Radio. That's right.
And so for folks that want to volunteer, what are some of the things that you have volunteers working on right now?
Well, we're so actively involved in growth, so we're doing research, you know, as far as what the people want, and then also how to make the station, you know, be funded and things like that. So anyone that's had any experience in grant writing or enjoys that type of things, we would love to speak with you. We've got people that are wanting to just learn the general parts of radio. They just want to volunteer to be there to host their own show, or they want to be able to learn a little bit of engineering. So we're taking those step by step with the programs that we need to keep investing in and developing with our 10-week podcast training and our on-air live training. And then also we're going to be giving some technical training for engineering. We do events. We do all sorts of events, and we do gathering for events. We try our best to be the station that really does represent as much of the community as we can, as often as we can. So through our daily shows, we do giveaways. Also, every time we're out, we'd put packages together to raise funds for the station. Also, we like to just represent people and give their gifts out if they can't be there. So we need a lot of people to organize with that, have fun with us while we're out there, you know, passing out the good word. Most people that have enjoyed anything that we've done have said that we do it right. So
you mentioned, could I talk to this really quickly? You mentioned finding out what people want. I wanted to mention on wildplanetradio.com, there is a survey. There is a poll. You can actually scroll down and take a survey. And there's like 10 or 12 questions kind of wanting to find out what people want from their new queer radio station. So we'd love it if people would come take our poll.
And with that, developing new programs so that would then need participation and also volunteer support. So there's tons of things to do.
Wonderful. And let me ask about your Kickstarter. What's the time frame for folks to contribute to your Kickstarter if they can?
Well, we need to have our funds raised by July 14th. We got a little excited about launching our Kickstarter during the Pride celebration and then quickly learned that the Pride celebration was about us offering out gifts rather than asking to receive them. People really were wanting to celebrate their Pride and be supported. So we didn't push it as much, but that did eat up some of our time frame. You know, we're really looking forward to raising some funds with those tickets, giveaways. We're going to have some awesome raffle prizes. People donating directly every single minute, actually, our day. We're getting new funds. But we're quite a ways away from our goal. We're hoping that people kind of really do listen to the great things, come to the Mississippi Street Fair, see how far we've grown, experience our studio, and I hope we hit our goal by July 14th.
And folks can find a link to that Kickstarter on your website, correct?
Correct.
Yes, correct.
And then if the Kickstarter isn't something that you know you want to do, you can always donate directly through our Donate Now button. We're developing some programs for some memberships so we can get, you know, if you wanted to be a monthly donor. So any way you want to give, we'll figure it out.
All right. That's very exciting. So again, the website is wildplanetradio.com, and we're not going to quite say goodbye to Bobby and Thomas quite yet. We're going to offer one more musical break before we say goodbye to Wild Planet Radio, Mattachine Social, and we're going to hear a little mix from them. So the song is a remix from Mattachine Social titled Close. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tell me that you love me. You
Welcome back to Out Loud. That song was Mattachine Social, and the song was titled Close. Mattachine Social is going to be performing on Saturday as part of the street fair. And Thomas, when are they? Do we know when they're performing?
I believe they're on at 4:30.
Okay, we think about 4:30 on the Wild Planet radio stage. Okay. And so, excuse me. We do need to say our goodbyes to the Wild Planet guys, and so I want to give both Thomas and Bobby a chance to leave our listeners with any closing thoughts that you might have. So, Thomas, anything else you wanted to be sure our listeners knew about?
I just wanted to remind everyone to come and join us for all the events that we're planning this summer. You know, these are important events as far as giving that community support and raising funds. On top of our Kickstarter, we're always accepting and looking for new corporate sponsors, and then also just individual donors. And of course, all of you out there that would love to be a part of this Wild Planet by volunteering or simply showing up with your time, talent, or dollars.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you. And Bobby, any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Just check us out online, wildplanetradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Take the survey and tell us what you want to hear and on the radio and, you know, get involved.
Fabulous. And if you want to come say hi to these guys, again, Bobby and Thomas will both be down at the Wild Planet Radio stage happening this Saturday at the Mississippi Street Fairs, as well as we hope to see a lot of smiling faces Friday evening at the 10-year celebration anniversary of the Q Center, which is also located on North Mississippi Avenue. My name is Carla. We need to say goodbye. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show this evening. We are going to go out with one more song, but before we do that, I just want to remind you how to find us online. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. And if you connect on Facebook and Twitter, you can find KBOO Out Loud on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, the song that we're going to close the show with tonight is from Goddess and She, a couple of lesbian hip-hop artists that have toured through Portland. Every once in a while, every couple years, they come to town. They're some of my favorites from my hometown of Madison, Wisconsin. Goddess and She are singing about one of the joys of summer, something I want to encourage everybody to go do. The song is titled Ride Your Bike. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
Bother me, I wanna get the feeling back, and I don't need a Cadillac. I'm gonna take a bike ride, coasting in the sunshine. Get your bike, pedal fast. We gotta make this moment last. Look ahead, forget the past. We gotta make this moment last. Get your bike, pedal fast. We gotta make this moment last. Look ahead, forget the past. We gotta make this moment last.
I don't need fancy things, designer clothes and diamond rings. Fill me up, make me happy. I just love to feel free. Wings spread, don't tie me down. Great music, bass sounds, barbecues. Check one, two, leaves, turn and scenic views. Reminisce about when I went outside to play. Every day they care about getting paid. No, I wanna go back, go back to feeling like that. So I'm gonna get my bike and pedal real fast.
Get your bike. Make this moment last. Look ahead, forget the past. We gotta make this moment last. Get your bike, pedal fast. We gotta make this moment last. Look ahead, forget the past. We gotta make this moment last.
We gotta make this moment.
I'm Monica Beamer.
And I'm Mike Crenshaw. We're KBOO's new co-station managers. We're excited to be a part of the KBOO community. We're starting a new weekly feature on Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. News from the Boo will give you an inside look into what's happening at KBOO, including upcoming events, station news, special programming, and future goals and plans for the station.
Be sure to tune in this Wednesday and every Wednesday after the KBOO Evening News for News from the Boo, an insider look into your community radio station.
KBOO wants you. Yes, you. Are you excited about the new possibilities for local independent media? Are you ready to help KBOO reach out and grow stronger in the community? We're looking for candidates for KBOO's board of directors, and we've extended our search through July 31st. So if you'd like to share your skills with the people who share your values, download a copy of our board candidate package at kboo.fm. Or you can pick up a copy at the station during business hours. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. July 31st, so don't delay. And we look forward to seeing more of you at KBOO.